Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Confused here. If you look on James chapter 2, verse 19, it says this: thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. It says the devils also believe and tremble. And we know the devils are not saved. They're not going to heaven. So it's got to be a little bit something more than that. If we look also at what God says, he says, if we hear his word and we just continue to go about our way, he said that we are like someone that's looking into the mirror. How many people looked into the mirror today? Why did you look into the mirror? Why did you look into the mirror? Somebody just go and say something. Make sure you got it right. I'm telling you, there's a mirror where in your bathroom, probably in your hallway, in your car. There's mirrors everywhere so we can make adjustments. God says we need to look into his word and make adjustments, but we don't do it. What if there was a Bible everywhere a mirror was? Think about that. If there was a Bible everywhere a mirror was, that would be a difference. But when you look into the mirror, as it was said, it's used to make adjustments. And that is the reason why we don't get into God's word, because we don't want to make the adjustments. We enjoy what we're doing, and we think that just because we heard God's word, we went to church, we paid our tithes, we got baptized, we're all set. But there's more to it than that. James is very clear here. If you look on chapter 2, James chapter 2, in every, starting at verse 20, in every even verse after that, 20, 22, 24, and 26, he says this: faith, it says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. 22, he said, seest thou faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect. 24, he says, and you see that how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. True faith produces works. You're not saved by your works, but you're saved in faith. And because you're saved, you do the work. Now, if you look at James here, look at verse 23 and 25. There's a great contrast going on here. He says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Actually, 23 I want to talk about. Yeah. And it says, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like that man beholding his natural face in a mirror. So what we need to see here, verse 22, it says, be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word. In other words, when we hear God's word, we need to receive it, and then we need to obey it. So we're doing God's word, and 25 says, a doer of the work. So first we have doer of the word. That means simply accepting him and doing what God says. And then 25 says we need to be a doer of the work. And when we're a doer of the work, listen what happens. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. Whenever we do God's work, he is going to bless us, not for our deeds, but in our deeds. I mean, we're going through a lot of things. A lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. But as we continue to stand firm on God's word, he will take us through. So the doer of the word and the doer of the work cannot be separated. They're on the same coin. So faith without works is dead. Now, if you think about this, I always say, be a hero and not a zero. Everybody ever heard that? Well, I say hero because H-E is here, receive, that's R, and obey God's word. You put that together, you have a hero. So if you want to be a hero today, you need to hear God's word, receive God's word, and then obey God's word. Because if you don't do that, you'll be a zero.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.